Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, good morning. Welcome to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And it is a Talk With Your Animals Sunday here. Darcy Pariso in the house. Do look for us on Facebook these days. Look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there, and that'll bring us up on your timeline with all the great animal stuff I post. And I forgot to tell you I want to tell you also, if you are interested in contacting Darcy for private readings, you can check her website out at www.darcypariso, and that's Paris with an O, P-A-R-I-S-O, darcypariso.com, and her phone number is 425-280-5132. That's 425-280-5132. 5132. And I forgot to mention, I have posted both of these things on Animal World, on the Animal World Facebook page. But it's just fascinating to me what's going on right now, because so much is coming up into the light. And there were two things that I put up. I did put up a petition yesterday. The Danish whale hunts are continuing, and there's some photo. And even though they now can't eat the whale meat anymore because it's so toxic, they're continuing this practice basically because of the tradition. And I have been advocating for many years that just because it's tradition doesn't mean it's right and doesn't mean it should continue. Some traditions are wonderful and are good to continue, and some need to go away. And these traditional, quote, whale hunts and dolphin hunts are one of the things that needs to go away. So if you'd like to jump on board, sign the petition, that's up on Facebook. The other thing that just came up yesterday, I just posted it, has to do with the bullfighting and the bull runs in Spain. That's been going on. Well, just have to think it's probably karma. And again, bringing it to light. For the first time, I think, since the turn of the century, a famous bullfighter was killed in the ring, gored by the bull, and several people were gored and one person died in the bull run. So that's a pretty big thing, and again, it's bringing it to attention. So it isn't just what's going on here in this country, but this, the darkness, the old school stuff coming up to be released and to let go, is happening all over the world. So just saying.
Oh, that's wonderful. And people are getting it. People are seeing this.
I mean, it's wonderful that people are dying to have this happen. And of course, I do believe that this is a volunteer thing, and yes, this is their sole calling and their purpose is they're sacrificing this lifetime to help us.
Exactly.
Understand, and we be it human or animal that's going on. But
a lot of people are getting it, are seeing this, so that's what's
wonderful.
Well,
hopefully they will, with the bullfighter being killed and the runners in the bull run. It's time for these traditions to go away.
Absolutely.
So there you go. All right, off the soapbox. Let's get back to the phones. It's Talk With Your Animals Sunday here. Darcy Pariso's in the house, and we are headed next. Hopefully everybody doesn't get confused. But Darcy, we're going to welcome Darcy from Woodinville. Good morning, Darcy from Woodinville. You're live with Darcy Pariso.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. How about you?
Well, I hope better pretty soon.
Okay.
I'm just kind of worried about my cat, Sue, and then kind of off on me. So.
No, because we've talked to you on the air before, have we not, Darcy?
Yes, we did a couple of weeks ago.
With Jude and Paul?
Yeah, when they were on, and they had suggested that maybe her eye injury that has the kind of the blood clot going on in the bottom part might be related to the liver, but he was confused that it was only happening in one eye, and he thought it should be happening in two. But anyway, I did try your suggestion of using the probiotics to help clear up her runny bowel movements so that she has solid poo now, and I've kind of had to increase it and go with Miralax also because it wasn't quite doing it with just the
probiotic?
No, I also had Missing Link. So Missing Link alone and the probiotic wasn't quite doing it. So I also had her on the as much whitefish as she would eat, but she would try it for a while and it was okay. And then she'd want something different. So I was trying different foods just to keep her appetite kind of going. And also kind of manually spoon feeding her some food and talking to angels to kind of help me.
Because am I remembering correctly with this blood clot thing in her eye, she's been on antibiotics?
Yes, she was on antibiotics too, but those didn't work. And then I also had talked with Darcy Pariso.
But I mean, that's why we got the runny stool and stuff, right?
Yes.
And that's what we were trying to work on. So it's kind of more than one thing going on here.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, where are we right now with Sue?
Well, with Sue, Darcy had also had done a brief reading at an open house in Red Edmonds last month, too, and she told me that Sue had told her that it was an eye injury. So
it was or it wasn't?
It was an eye injury.
It was an eye injury, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just don't know if she could talk to her and see what else is going on, because You know, it seems
so
like,
has there been any improvement in the eye at all, Darcy?
You know, it kind of seemed like a little bit because I was trying to do some Reiki that Maureen had kind of taught me to briefly try to do, and I didn't seem to be very successful at it. But
well, let's have Darcy tune in to Sue and see what she gets now.
So the main thing that we're going to focus on right now is her eye, right, Darcy?
Is it the right or the left eye?
It's the right eye.
Right eye.
The lower part of her section is just getting really kind of, you know, red, and it's all cloudy, and it's kind of settling in the bottom part of her eye.
And I can't remember, are you working with a veterinarian or a veterinary ophthalmologist?
I guess an eye specialist, but I kind of stopped since the two antibiotics didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to do very expensive blood work, too, so I just didn't really go that far because I was also dealing with trying to get my adrenaline and hormones balanced out, and those are kind of pricey, so I'm trying to, you know, keep everything kind of
budgeted. Yeah, again, it's difficulty affording everything.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Everything's kind of
yeah,
expensive.
Well, we hear you on that one. At least I do.
When I look at her eye, Darcy, it looks like it is making, it is fluctuating or not. Maybe not in a huge way, but I think that there are some changes that are happening that it, and maybe what I saw was when Jude and Paul worked with her and it got better, or the Reiki, but it feels like there was some movement. Like before it felt like it was stagnant, it was just sitting there,
okay.
And if anything, maybe going a little deeper, but it feels like there was some movement, like it broke up the energy somewhat. So I think that's a positive thing, and I think that that can keep moving. How far it's going to go, I can't tell you for sure, but it seems like something can happen here. And I think Reiki does help. I think what Jude and Paul did helped. Any kind of energy work will help to kind of release its... I'm seeing like roots or kind of like tentacles going from her eye, going down into her body, and it's helping to loosen the hold. That's how I'm being shown it. Mm. So I'm going to ask like what that means, because... I can only tell you, report what I'm getting.
Right.
And it's showing that like these roots are going down to the liver, but it also feels that there's an emotional component. It feels like it's complex in that it's physical, some emotion, it's energetic. Mm. I mean, there's like several things happening here. And I think, did I give you a prayer to say for her?
Yes, and I've been saying that a lot for her, you know?
Yeah.
Walking at work or taking a break.
Yeah, because I think everything that you've done has been helping. It's just not been quite enough. It feels like she needs a big boost forward to kind of break this. But it feels like all this smaller things are building upon each other. So it does feel like it's getting better, like it's making progress. Like I said, it feels like the it's not as tight and compacted feeling, and it feels like things are loosening and opening up. So I would continue to do the prayer and... What was
is there a chance that you can do Reiki on the air for her right now, or no?
I think that's something that you do after.
Yeah, I can do it after. It would be better that I can do that. That was the other thing I was going to say is Reiki, and so I would do that.
Yes.
I would still call Jude and Paul if you could go to Jude and Paul or Dr. Nels and...
Well, actually,
have
Jude
some energy
and Paul,
work
yeah,
done.
I don't think Jude and Paul could work remotely.
Yes.
With the cat, I think would be the way to go.
I called him last night.
Did you?
Okay.
His prices, but they're kind of pricey for me right now.
Okay.
But he did give me some suggestions, like when I try to do Reiki myself, to not try to fix her, but try to go in with a positive thought of, you know, more of the energy to what I envision.
Well, then it'll be next month. Dr. Nels will be on the second Sunday of August, and then Jude and Paul the third. Does it feel, Darcy, that Darcy can wait for them to work on Sue again until next month when they're on the air? Will that still be a benefit to Sue's eye?
Yes, definitely, it'll be a benefit. And
okay.
with the Reiki, it's, you know, you ask their higher self if they'll accept the Reiki, and then it goes to whatever is best, and you just ask that it go to whatever is in the best and highest good, and that could be mental, physical, emotional, or energetic. And so ask Sue if she will accept it in the best and highest good. And she feels like she wants help, and she will, but she is holding on to something, and it feels like it's on the left side of her body, and it's down in the lower area. where I'm seeing these like kind of roots, and she's kind of holding on to that. And if she could help by releasing it, that would be really good.
Okay, so that sounds like there's still hope here, Darcy, and that things can improve. So
is there anything I can do to help her eat better without trying to, spoon feed her and, coax her along all the time?
Has she been losing weight?
I think she is because she's not eating as much.
Yeah, it feels like she's losing a little bit of weight. I'm going to ask her, why is it anything about the food? Is it how you're feeling? Can you tell me, why...
Why she isn't eating? Yeah.
She just feels like she doesn't have an appetite. It's not the food. It's not that she's not liking the whitefish or anything. It's just that her appetite is going down. And again, it feels like it's tied to that, lower abdominal area. And I'm pulled more toward the left.
Maybe I should be placing my hand on the left side and not the right side, Paul from Whispering Dragon said.
Well, you could do it on both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it doesn't matter because Reiki will go, it'll go wherever it needs to, and even remotely, it will go wherever it needs to. Whatever is ready to be healed
but
is where
he may,
it will go.
See, he may have said right side to address the liver.
Right.
Okay, but Darcy's talking about lower and the left side because that's relating more to the gut. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you could place your hands, do about both sides.
Yeah.
Do one on one side, on the right side, around the liver for a while, and then do the other side on the left side for a while.
Yeah, and talk to her.
Because you do move your hands around when you're doing Reiki. There are different positions, and you can make up your own positions.
Yeah, and talk to her and show her being, feeling better and how you're happy. And I have to say, you're working on taking care of yourself and being healthy and strong. And I would have a little pep talk with her and say that, I have some things that I'm working on and those things are mine. And I would like you to do your best to be healthy because I'm working to be healthy and we can be a role model of good health for each other. Because I think some of it's, there's a little bit of a crossing over here too.
I didn't interrupt because you guys were going on, but I got asked, Darcy, if there's a human-to-animal transference issue going on.
There is.
So there is a concern. And when there's an eye thing going on, Darcy Pratt, in your animal friends, sometimes, and there's and you say your eye, it's kind of bloody and cloudy, okay? So you'd want to look at, Darcy, you can confirm or add to this, what are you not seeing? What are you not looking at? Being in the right, the left side is the receiving and the female side, right side's the projecting and the male side. So generally that would indicate that that has more, what is your male energy not wanting to look at or not looking at or blocking from your vision? Is that the issue that's going on?
Well, before we took the call, I said eye injury. It's, she doesn't want to see something. And I thought it might be the human-to-animal transference, but I wanted to wait to see if it just came through me before I brought that up.
Well, because I got it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it came through you, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Darcy, that's your part in this, is you need to look. What are you not seeing? What are you not looking? And ask your higher self, ask your guides, ask whoever it is that you, or just ask that you see what you need to see clearly, for whatever whatever you need to learn and grow from. But keep asking that you see what you need to see and start paying more attention.
And two things
for Sue or for me or
for you, for you. This is you. This is the under. This is the root system underlying this. That's where with the human to animal transference, animals pick up, process, and reflect back our belief systems, our behaviors, our characteristics, and particularly our suppressed negative emotional energy. In this case, she's reflecting that there's something you're not allowing yourself to see, or that you're not seeing, or you don't want to see, or you're blocking from seeing, and that it can be literal, and that you're not seeing something, like your house is a mess and you don't see it, or your life is too cluttered and you don't see it, or it can be something else. It can be another kind of message, a more esoteric sort of seeing. But that's what you want to look at that's going on with you. Does that make sense to you, Darcy?
Yes, and there's a couple of things that you can do. Oh, which Darcy?
I was asking Darcy Pratt.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Does it make sense to you, Darcy Pratt?
Yes, it does.
Okay. I'll say, go ahead, Darcy.
Okay. Well, there's a couple of things that you can do. One is, if you have a meditation, you can go on YouTube or you can Google it and whatever you're drawn to. But there are some like past life meditations that will past life could come up and it'll be released in the meditation. Or it could be something else, another type of meditation you're drawn to. But a lot of those are, maybe they're 30 minutes, maybe an hour, and they really can help you kind of go deeper and pull some things out and release them. And as you release them, then your animals do. So there was the meditation. And also something that I do is I'll lay my hands like on my abdominal area or and on maybe my heart chakra, in the morning before I get out of bed or at night, and just give myself energy or Reiki. And I just call in and ask Dr. Yasui, the Reiki and the Reiki symbols to come in and to send some Reiki, even if it's just 10 minutes. And it just kind of lines me up for the day, aligns everything. And you can do that too, and it'll help you to find your own balance in all those different areas.
Yeah, because I've noticed I'm going through my supplements hormone and adrenaline supplements that there's just still something just goofy going on, because, you know, I was going from kind of firm balance there for a while, and then, you know, now it's like now I have to have acacia IBS powder, you know, with my meals now to keep it from not being too loose.
Are you familiar with the book Listen to Your Gut?
No.
Okay, look that up. And it's a Dr. Ginny something, but the book is Listen to Your Gut. I heard about it here on Alternative Talk KKNW on Dr. Keisha Ewer's show.
She's my doctor.
Oh, is she? Okay. Well, I ordered the book right away, and I signed up for Dr. Ginny's newsletter and stuff. Solved all my problems. Just with her basic stuff. So it'd be really good for you to get that book.
Okay.
Okay. And that may be one of the things you're not seeing, you're not looking at, is the correlation. The same thing's going on with you, it's going on with your cat. Okay. So it's really important to work on yourself. And I'm going to have to let you go, because we've got to take care of advertisers and sponsors. But Darcy, I want you to continue to listen to the show, because I can tell you we got more of the human to animal transference coming up in the next call. Okay.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you for calling.
Is there a chance, though, that Darcy Parizo could ask my guides what's going on with my gut also when you guys come back or not?
Yeah, we can do it. You want to hold on?
Yes, I could.
Okay, hold on. All righty, we're taking care of our advertisers and sponsors. And it is, in fact, the most important part of the show, because without them, there's no us, and we can't do this kind of programming. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're almost midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. All right, we are in the middle of a Talk with Your Animals Sunday with Darcy Pariso. And we've been talking to Darcy Pratt on the phone. So we got two Darcys going, so I hope you're not getting confused. Darcy Pratt, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
All right. Need you to speak up, too, into your phone, because your voice was dropping off a little bit.
Okay.
I tried during the break to get on my phone and come up with the author's name of that, you know, Listen to Your Gut, and her website and stuff, but I couldn't get to it on my phone in time. But if you send me an email, you know, to animalworldlive@hotmail.com.
I'll find it on your website.
Yeah, that's it. Send me an email, and then I will forward you one of her email newsletters. So you'll know who I'm talking about, and you can sign up for the newsletter, and then you can order the book when you can.
Okay,
because she puts a lot of good stuff out in her newsletters. And
okay.
Anyway, so I'll put you in touch with that. But send me an email, so that way I would remember, and I'll forward you one of her newsletter emails. And if anybody else wants me to forward you the Listen to Your Gut Lady stuff, send me an email, and I'll forward you an email, too. So just let me know. Okay, so Darcy, did you tune in and ask?
I did. Excuse me. I did. When I tuned in, I heard, and I know some of these things you know, I heard Out of Balance, I heard Digestive Flora, and then I felt like acid, like acidic, acid fights the natural balance. And I asked Archangel Gabriel to show me or to bring forth the words and the images of what was best to see here. And I felt heavy on the left side. And then after I wrote that down, I went, oh, that's what we felt in Sue.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So same thing.
Mm-hmm. And then I heard that it, you know, this is affects your digestion, your absorption, and it almost has the feeling a little like heartburn would for the, mm-hmm. you know, but in the gut, it almost has that kind of feeling.
And Darcy, do you take probiotics yourself?
Yes, I've been taking Dr. O'Hara's in the morning. My dietitian said to take it in the morning, not at night. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it just, for whatever reason, it feels like it's heavy or slanted to the left side, just like Sue's did, and it just feels like things are out of balance, and it feels...
I take oil of oregano, too, which is very... because, you know, it's a natural antibiotic and antifungal and all that kind of stuff, and that really helps. And Darcy, Kathy looked up for us, and the author of the Listen to Your Gut is Ginny Patel, Patel Thompson. Kathy's way. What? Yes. So Ginny Patel Thompson is her name. And like I said, shoot me an email. I'll forward you one of her newsletters so you can get in that loop. But that's what I learned from her. I take oil of oregano every morning, and then I take probiotics. And of course, I've cleaned up what I eat, and I'm eating. Well, I'm probably not as good as Mike. He does an all raw diet, but I do a mostly raw diet. And
yeah.
And a lot of smoothie, you know, vegetables with fruit and stuff, and But anyway, I've learned so much from her. She's really, really good.
Yeah. And Darcy, I really think if you do a meditation, like a past life meditation, I think some things are going to come up and be released, and I think that's going to help.
Yeah. Did the angel say that I had too much acidic in my gut, or?
What I heard was out of balance digestive flora, and it felt like there was acid that felt almost like it's leaning toward the left side, like making it heavy, like it's just, you're out of balance. That's what I heard. Okay, like it fights with the natural balance is what I heard.
So still stay with the probiotic then?
Yeah, probably more. Yeah. And more than just once a day.
Okay.
I take a probiotic. My probiotics is to take it with every meal. So I take it at least twice a day, if sometimes three.
And I use the Gero. I get it at Super Sups, but it's in the refrigerator, of course. But Gero's a really good company.
Yeah.
And I take those. Anyway, we got to move on, Darce.
Okay, thank you both so much.
You're
and
welcome.
You.
And we'll look forward to your calls when Dr. Nels and Jude and Paul are on again.
Okay. Yeah, I talked to Dr. Nels and he said that he couldn't help Sue, so.
Okay.
I'll try Paul again.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't hurt to call in when he's on the air the second Sunday of August, just so he can do a reboot with her. And it may turn out that he needs to do something with you.
Okay.
And the probiotic that Martha mentioned, I think would be really good for you.
Does that feel really good
for
her?
Yeah, when I was out of balance, I used that, and it really helped.
Yeah, yeah.
Dr. Jaro instead of Dr. O'Hara's?
Yeah, I don't know about Dr. O'Hara's, but does the Jaro supplement feel better?
It feels really good. The Dr. O'Hara's, I've used that also, and I think it's really good, but I think you're not getting enough. So either really
increase it, and then you got to buy more, try the Jaro.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Okay, great. Alrighty. Thank you.
Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
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 Okay, let's see. We are heading to Seattle, and Kathy, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Darcy Pariso.
Good morning, Kathy.
Hey, Kathy.
Hi.
What can we help you with?
We had to put down our dog, Scooter, and he came to us 13 years ago when my son committed suicide.
Oh, my.
And I'm just wondering if she's going to send us another dog.
Oh, okay. Okay, so this is Scooter, and can you tell me his breed and color and...
Black and white, probably border collie, cattle dog mix. He was a stray.
Uh-huh.
He was a stray.
And how long ago did you say you put him down, Kathy?
It was a year ago, March.
A year ago, okay.
And you said he died of heart failure?
He had congestive heart failure, and then we put her down when she started having some seizures.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, female. So when you're talking about Scooter, I'm going more deeply into her. It's female. Scooter's female?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought you said. I go more deeply into her energy, and I feel like, she has a feeling of a guardian angel. She does. I feel like, she's an angel, and she came to you, and that's... So I'll tell you everything that I get. And I feel that she is still watching over you, and she's around you. When you're talking about her now or you think about her, she absolutely knows, and she's around. And she was around you for quite a while after she left. But
I sense that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was strong. It feels like she was, strongly in your house. And she's still around you, maybe not as much so as then, but she's still there.
Yeah.
And she's showing me that you have a heart-to-heart connection. She's showing me like a string, and now it's kind of like a spiral cord. I don't know, she's always connected to you. And she tells me if you would like her to come back, that she would very much like to. It feels like she has
done... come back in a new dog suit.
In a new dog suit. She has done a lot of things on the other side
in this last time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do you want her to come back, Kathy?
I think so. I think we're ready, finally.
Yeah, and I think that's really what this call is all about. It was, I think that, you know that you're ready, and she was waiting for the official invite. That's what I'm getting. Yeah, yeah, and she's mentioning timing. Are you ready right now, or in the next couple of months of this year?
That would be fine.
Okay, so you have no... time constraints, or it's whenever...
No, we're both retired, and we're not moving as much as we used to when she was here. So.
Okay, so whatever's the best and highest good in her timing. Mm-hmm. So she's telling me that you'll know her by a couple of characteristics, and one of the things that she's showing me is I want to keep like leaning my head to the right, like kind of tilting my head to the right, like I'm mm-hmm. looking at you, like you're talking, and I'm looking, you know, almost uh-huh. like a dog commercial. I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did she used to do something like that? Kind of like slant her head?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's saying that there's like a couple of like two strong characteristics, and one is that head thing. And the other thing that she's showing me is like leaning forward and putting one foot out, or like a pout and leaning forward kind of thing, almost like she's reaching or stepping.
Uh-huh.
But she's showing me a couple of things that she did that you will know clearly it's her. And she said you don't need to look for her. She'll come to you, and she'll get to work on it.
Oh, good.
So, and it might be that you get a call.
It seems to me that I'm seeing a pattern here. Well, an explanation for this whole thing, and I don't know what it... you know, if there was anything in your intent here in calling with this, but it seems to me that Scooter, you said, came to you after your son committed suicide.
Yeah.
And then Darcy mentioned the heart-to-heart connection. But then Scooter's body went with the congestive...
Well,
it's the heart, the congestive heart failure.
Yeah.
And it looks to me like she was processing your heart stuff related to the son's suicide.
Yes.
And then didn't you recently have some heart stuff?
I had a heart attack 2 weeks ago.
Oh, just 2 weeks ago. Wow.
Okay. And see, that's what happens when an animal is processing your stuff. Mm-hmm. Because remember I tell you, they take on particularly your suppressed negative emotional energy. Now, and I cannot, Kathy, I cannot imagine the grief and that would be involved with not just losing a child. I mean, I don't have human children of my own. My children are my animals. I know what I go through when I, you know, lose an animal. But to lose a human child, but then to combine that with suicide... Oh my gosh, Kathy, my heart goes out to you. I can't even fathom what that must, and you know, feel like. But it sounds like, you know, that's the connection. The heart connection with Scooter came in to help buffer that or process that for you. But see, that's what happens with this human to animal transference. When the animal moves out of the situation, they aren't there to take on that energy anymore.
Yeah.
So and especially if there was a heart attack a couple weeks ago, if you're okay with this, Kathy, I'd like Darcy to look at, did that heart attack release what Kathy's had, the pain and the hurt in her heart that she needed to let go of, or is there more work that Kathy needs to do in getting in touch with that grief and processing it out? You know, or is, you know, is that Scooter's coming back to help again with all of this? But it seems to me that there may be more work that Kathy needs to be doing here.
As soon as you mentioned Kathy's heart attack, I heard journaling. That journaling was very important. It feels that like literally everything came. Oh, you know, I just Archangel Gabriel just said that just as the energy is changing and things are being brought up to us and before releasing, whether it's, you know, from the earth or our consciousness and all the things that have been happening that Martha's been talking about, this is part of that this is being brought up for you to release. I know it's been a process and you've been dealing with it and releasing it, but it was time. It's like a cork in a bottle and the cork flew off and kind of blew the top, and you released like the bulk of this. But and I think that you released like just about all of it, but now the important part is for you to like to journal or talk to somebody to look at what this all meant and where you are now. And so, like,
so are, do you do any writing,
happened,
Kathy?
But now it's like really having that understanding.
Pardon me, you used to journal?
Yeah.
Get out that journal.
Well, you're being asked. That's being what right away I heard. Archangel Gabriel said, journal, journal, journal. And the more you do it, I think you're going to be surprised at the layers and the depth of what will come up. And there will be a lot of tears and shedding and, you know, releasing. So that will be really, really helpful. And I think that when you're further down in that process, and it might be a few weeks, a few months or whatever, that your dog is will come in at the perfect time.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, Kathy, but I think that there's even a higher calling here when you call in like this, that because you become an example and show others that maybe can then avoid going through what you've had to go through. In that, and this is what happens and why I teach the human to animal transference stuff, folks, and it seems it's so clear in this situation.
Yes.
We've got a son with suicide. Scooter the dog comes in, they have a real heart connection, and then 13 years later Scooter dies of congested heart failure, and then Scooter's out of the environment for some time, and then Kathy has a heart attack. So it doesn't have to go down that way if you realize that there are tools and ways, you know, that grief, sadness, disappointment, abandonment stuff, resentment, guilt, all of those lower negative emotional energies, they are energies, and we've not been taught to express them or how to express them responsibly and release them and move through them. We've been taught to stuff and suppress them. They stay in our bodies, and eventually they wreak havoc on our physical body, and that's where disease and illness and this stuff comes from. And that's one of the ways our domestic animals serve on their path, is they pick that up, process it for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're listening to this and it's resonating in some way and you're seeing this kind of pattern, you need to do your emotional homework. And if you don't know how, or you can't, then there's help out there. You can call me. Darcy can help you. Kim Miller, Medium and Animal Intuitive, is really good at grief counseling and stuff, and they're and helping you process through. But it's so important to understand this.
Yes,
because
and I used to be an energy healer and worked with the angel Raphael.
Ah,
and
okay.
So I can call on him to help me.
I'm getting a big surge of energy.
Yes.
And I'm hearing, thank you for asking, finally. Come back. You know, I'm seeing his wings just want to envelop you.
Feel them coming
can
around.
You feel them?
Yes.
They're big white wings, and they're just coming around you and holding you. So ask for the help that you need. Get out that journal. Call us if you need help. And I want you to call back on the second and third Sundays of August, because Dr. Nils can help reboot and kind of re-trigger some of this stuff. And then Jude and Paul can look at the energy and help move it out. We'll all help you. You know, we're all here to do this together. And there is help. But
I just have to ask.
Right, right.
Yes.
So
yes.
Thank you so much for calling, and bless you.
And one last thing,
for all you do.
One last thing, Kathy, is I'm being shown your aura, and a lot of it looks smooth, but there's like some squiggly lines around like midway, and so it feels like it's really kind of a focused intention. So whether you do some meditating and some journaling, it feels like it's just, I mean, it permeates all areas in some ways, but it's really more of a, you know, a focus that you're going to go into. Anyway, that'll come up.
All right. And call us if you need us, Kathy, okay?
Yeah, and I'm so sorry.
Yes, and bless you. Bless you, and thank you, because you're helping many others with this call as well.
Yeah. When after my son died, I was very drawn to Mother Mary because she lost her son.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I had never made the connection before.
Well, she's saying she's here now, too, for you. Call on her, too.
I will.
All righty. God bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty, we're going to take care of our advertisers again for the last time in this hour, and then we're going to Jean and Karen, and we've got some lines open if you'd like to get in line here, 425-373-5527 or toll-free 1-888-298-5569. Our email address is animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Listen, pay attention, support our advertisers, and stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, Animal Intuitive Medium and Reiki Master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at darcypariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Multicultural, multidimensional even. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And it is a Talk with Your Animal Sunday. Darcy Pariso, gifted medium, intuitive animal communicator, and Reiki Master is in the house. And we've got a couple of open phone lines right now. Local number 425-373-5527, toll free 1-888-298-5569. We'll see if those lines stay open, Kathy, and if they do, we'll do a missing link giveaway. but let's see what happens here. So we are going to head to Des Moines, and Jean, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Darcy. Morning,
Hi,
Jean.
Darcy.
Hi,
Martha. Hi, ladies. Good morning.
Is it Jean or Jeannie?
Jeannie. I dream of Jeannie.
I dream of Jeannie. All right. Okay. I said Jean, and then I thought, I got Jeannie, so I wanted to clarify that. So, I dream of Jeannie. What can Darcy do for you today?
My Sophie is diabetic, and for 2 years I've been giving her insulin twice a day, and she needs to eat right after. And
okay, now Sophie is your kitty, right?
Yeah, Sophie. Okay. She's about 18.
Oh my goodness!
Tiffany. She's very rare in the world. She doesn't shed. She's wonderful, sweet. So diabetes is really the only problem, but I'm having a hard time getting her to eat right after I give her a shot. I've tried all different things. She wants my food, whatever it is. Only wants people food.
Well, there's nothing wrong with people food as long as it's good, healthy food. But let's see what Darcy gets.
Okay.
So, Jeannie, what are you giving her now?
Just a variety of like a grain-free cat food. Wet.
Yeah, I was going to say, because she's showing me like she really doesn't like it.
Oh.
Yeah, when she tastes it...
That's a good reason not to eat.
No, yeah, when she tastes it, I thought whatever, because I see the food and I feel like she just wants to push it away, and it feels, I was going to say it feels grainy, or it feels like, I don't know, the texture or whatever. She just doesn't like it at all. She wants something closer to, I won't say, but something that is more favorable to her palate, something maybe a little sweeter, more tasty. Does she have to have grain-free?
Well, that's what I found that is best for cats is you know, no grain. I have four cats, and they're all different. They all like different things because I've got another cat who just eats that cat food. You know, I mean, she loves it. So it's like it's a balance in the house with the four different cats. But she's the only one I really need, and I don't eat healthy enough. So I don't want her eating what I eat, except for salmon and, you know, something like that. But I don't always have salmon.
Yeah.
And
well, she likes to hold out for what you have, though. That's kind of the problem.
Yes.
Yeah. I know when I had to transition my cat to different foods, it took a while, and I had to bring back, take back a couple of different brands because they wouldn't go for it.
You know, there's some really good and very palatable grain-free, cat foods that aren't dry foods. I'm thinking about,
right.
You know, the feline caviar, and they're kind of in little plastic, flat kind of round containers with a foil cover.
You know, I've pretty much tried everything. I have taken.
But
so
I mean,
many
you open them
back.
Up, and it's like the real chicken and stuff.
Right,
so what do you eat that she likes?
Any kind of she smells it.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of food I'm eating, the chicken, the turkey, the even if there's no meat, you know, if I'm having spaghetti, she wants that. Or and I'm just wondering if my digestive problems have anything to do with her digestive problems.
Darcy's nodding her head there, Jeannie.
Yeah, they do. I think we need to talk to her and tell her that, you know, you're trying everything you can to find food for her, but she needs to be a healthy role model and eat some food. So you can figure out if, and tell her that you're doing your part, that you're going to, I don't know, are you willing to change your diet a little bit to help her to change hers?
I need to because I had a 9-millimeter kidney stone in February that was surgically removed, and now I have another 3-millimeter. So
yikes.
I'm a little stressed out, and I'm taking the shingles vaccine actually right now this week as far as stress. And so food is a big deal for me right now. Mm.
So are you working with like a naturopath or anyone?
I have. Yep, I've tried that. But I really know I was told don't eat raw spinach. That was calcium oxalate, and that caused the 9-millimeter kidney stone. That was one of the main culprits was raw spinach.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that before.
Yeah, it's number one on the list. Yeah, at the hospital.
Wow.
Yeah. So you're working on your diet and your health, and tell her. So tell Miss Sophie that that. You know, you're doing what you can to take care of yourself, and you need her to let this go because you can't learn what you need to learn, the lessons that are there for you, if she's taking them on. And you're responsible for yourself, and you need her to help you by being a good role model and by eating healthy foods also. And maybe you could have a little bit of a compromise and say, I'm going to give you this food. If you eat some of it, maybe every so often you'll give her something that you
if
have
you're
that's healthy
like
for her.
Making some chicken, you'll cut up some chicken for her.
And mix a little in the food at first if you have to. But tell her, I'm going to work with you. I want you to be happy and to eat, you know, you need to eat for yourself and you need to be healthy. And have that conversation.
I need her help. Yes, you're right.
Yeah. And so commitment.
This is a tough one. But I also, I want to ask, I want to know from Sophie, because you said she's 18 years old.
Yep.
And that's way at the top end of the lifespan. And being diabetic, and she's having to have insulin twice a day, and now her appetite's falling off. Is she still here? Because she still wants to be here, and she wants all this, she wants the insulin and all of this stuff, where is she in terms of moving, dropping this body and...
She tells me not yet. She says not yet.
Right.
And yeah. And she seems like she's doing pretty well overall for her age, though, doesn't she?
Yeah.
She seems like not yet. I've got some more work to do. And her work is tied to you.
Okay.
I think she really wants to see this through. Like, If you do better,
so she wants
better.
You to shape
yeah.
up your act there, Jeannie.
Yeah. Yeah. And she says, she says she's kind of stubborn, too. She said, you know, I can be stubborn, and I want us both to move through this. So,
sounds like Jeannie can be stubborn, too, huh?
Yes.
So you two guys are two peas in a pod.
Yeah. So maybe put a sticky note on your refrigerator, your bathroom mirror, and
ooh, I just had a flash. I just had a flash. Jeannie, are there foods that you know that are really good for you and you're supposed to be eating, but you don't want to eat them?
Vegetables, but I...
Okay. All right. So what you need, your part in this, is you need to start eating more of what you know is good for you and you should be eating, but you don't want to. You need to start doing that, see, and then that will reflect in Sophie.
Right.
See, because right. she okay. she's not eating what she needs to eat and what's good for her. Okay.
And she's always watching me. If she's not satisfied with what she's had, her eyes, no matter where I am in the house, her eyes are on me, because if I bring anything out of the kitchen, she's right there. She jumps up. She's right there. Mm-hmm. She wants to know mm-hmm. what I have. And can she have some? So this is all day, every day.
Yeah. So praise yourself. Say, hey, Sophie, you know, I'm eating vegetables. My body's feeling better. Oh, you know. And
I'm eating what I don't want to eat, but boy, it's making me feel better and all this.
Better.
You need to eat what you're eating, too.
You've got to be a life coach for yourself and for her.
Okay.
That sound good?
Yes.
All righty.
Wonderful.
Let us know how it's
lady.
Going. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jeannie.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, let's see how far we can get with Karen here before we close out this hour. Going to Seattle. And Karen, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Darcy Pariso.
Hi, Karen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
It's Carmen.
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 Carmen, okay.
Oh, hi, Carmen. Is this Carmen from Linwood?
Seattle.
Seattle, okay.
Yes.
So what's going on that you need help with, Carmen?
It's my cat, Ender.
Tinder?
Ender?
Ender, yes.
Okay.
Yes. E-N-D-E-R.
Right.
Ender.
What's going on with Ender?
I would like Darcy to ask him, what is it that he wants? Because I can't figure it out.
It's because he's crying a lot? Is that what's going on?
No. Lately, he's been going to the front door and pawing.
And pawing at the door?
Yeah. And then it's like he wants food, but he's not hungry, because if I give him food, he doesn't eat it. And I don't know. I'm just tired. It's been a long run with him.
So what does he want? How old is Ender?
The vet thinks he's not quite 7 yet.
Oh, okay.
So
he's
yeah.
middle age.
And
yeah.
Carmen, how long have you had Ender?
2.5 years.
2.5 years. Yeah. I know that Dr. Nels worked with him also.
Yeah, he did.
And when he came to you, was there something about him when he came to you? Was there some kind of issue or something that you had to you struggled with?
Yes. We got him from our neighbors. They live across the hall, and they adopted him from a shelter.
Okay.
And it's been a long run with him. It's the howling, the meowing, and he's better. He's better. He's a very sweet and smart cat. But I don't know. Maybe we're not his family, and I'm pushing it, and he should be
so
back.
So he keeps
to the
pawing
shelter.
At the door. It sounds like he wants out.
Yeah,
that's usually what pawing at the door means. I want the door to open so I can go through it.
Yeah, and we tried to put him in a harness because we don't trust him.
Right.
But it didn't work out. We got scratched too well.
Has he escaped? Have you had him outside and he's escaped?
No, we haven't. We don't know if he was outdoor. We don't think so, because he was caught. The front paws.
All right, I've got to interrupt at the moment here because we are up against the clock. Carmen, can you hold on?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to put you on hold, and while we turn the hour around, Darcy can kind of tune in to Ender and see what she can come up with here, and then we'll get the next hour fired up, and we'll come back to you, Carmen, okay? All right. Anybody else? We have open phone lines. Otherwise, we start the next hour. We're going to do we'll do Carmen, and then we'll do current events and a missing link giveaway. But if you want to talk to Darcy, now's the time to call 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. Animal World continues with Darcy Pariso straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.